You are tuned into What's the Topic with Nash.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Yeah, this is your boy DJ Nash. Yeah, DJ Nash. Nothing fancy. I'm just DJ Nash. Going to do this. Another awesome, amazing morning that we're having together. And we're gonna be looking at a very, very interesting topic. Because it has you people's attention. Yeah, don't mind that. That was the morning fever. Yeah, the Monday morning fever. But yeah, welcome back, guys. Welcome back. I hope you guys are ready for this day. I hope you guys are ready for the day that is coming ahead. Yes. And yeah, some of you happen to always like get the shows after a Monday, which is still awesome, because whether you get it on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, it still applies. You can still get blessed from the show. Yeah, that's why I really appreciate the fact that you guys download the shows. So for those who got these shows on a Monday, welcome back on a Monday. And if you got it on a Tuesday, yeah, still welcome back to What's the Topic on a Tuesday, whether it's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever day it is that you got the show, welcome back. I'm actually speaking from a perspective. You see, in fact, now I'm on you guys' level, man. So I'm actually putting myself into your shoes. Because, yeah, it happens where you guys actually get the shows on, let's say, Saturday. That is just a random scenario. But it happens. Because when I check, you guys actually get the shows throughout the whole week and stuff like that. So that is actually really awesome. Awesome stuff. So we're actually going to have an awesome, amazing, fun time together, with especially with the topic that we're actually looking at. And you guys are really going to love the topic. You're really going to love what is going to be coming, you know, in your way and all the stuff, which is really awesome. So, yeah, man, come on, guys. You got to be looking forward to the show, because it has some awesome, amazing topics, man. So, yeah, come on, man. Don't be out there trying to, you know, keep cool and all the stuff, and you'll be like, nah, this is not me, what, nah, know what I mean, and all the stuff. I'm just kidding. But yeah, we're gonna look at a topic that is really awesome. Yes. Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm awesome, I'm amazing, I'm blessed, and I hope you guys are blessed too. So if you're not blessed, just holla at me, let me know what is happening, and we shall make sure that we sort out whatever that is bothering you. Yes, at this very present time. You are. Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying, man. That is what I'm saying. So, guys, this is your boy, DJ Nash, right here on What's the Topic on Active FM. And something that's really awesome is, you know, the music is part of us. Even me, you know, I love the music because I get to experience some awesome and amazing stuff, you know. And something that's really awesome is I get to pick the songs for you. But sometimes, you know what I can do? I can pick the songs inside my head, and then you don't see what's coming, you know. You're not aware of what's coming until the song is done. Yes, then you're like, oh, okay, that is really awesome. But I'll just give you a hint, you know, this music that we actually gonna play now, the one falls under Reactive and the other one falls under Active Worship. Now, for those who don't know what Reactive or Active Worship is, basically Active Worship, let's start with Active Worship, né? Yeah, so Active Worship is basically the Active Church's worship team. Yeah, if you don't know the Active Church, just go on Google or wherever you have, you know, access to internet, and you're able to search, because yeah, come on, okay, best place to ever go to is Google. So just go to Google and search. This is what you must search. Are you listening? You listening? Yeah, I'm listening. Are you listening? Yeah, I'm just kidding. So I am basically listening. I'm not kidding about that. But this is what you must search on Google. Go and write the Active Church. Then you'll see the Active Church. Now, Active Worship is the Active Church's worship team. Yeah, that is what active worship, almost said active church, but that is what active worship is. It's basically the active church, their worship team, the active churches. I'm trying to, you know, get the shh, you know, the S and all those stuff, the active churches worship team. Yeah, so that is what active worship is. And then for those who don't know, Reactive is the active church's youth worship team. So if you didn't know, now you know. So Reactive is the active church's youth worship team. So yeah, we basically got two worship teams, which are really awesome, you know, and all those stuff. Yeah, we on some other level. Yeah, we're killing it and all those stuff. And they both make amazing albums. Yes, they make up amazing albums. And this year, Reactive basically released their first album, which was exciting, man. Like, really exciting. It still is exciting. We're looking forward to their second album, man. Looking forward to their second album. I know it's going to be fire. It's going to be on levels. It's going to be amazing. They're going to take their whole production on a whole other level. That I believe. And I know the songs are going to be life-changing. So, guys, we're going to give you Reactive and Active Worship. And this is what we're going to give you. Are you ready for it? Are you ready? Ready? Okay. So, from Active Worship, we're going to give you Redemption. Yes, Redemption. So, we're going to play you first Active Worship Redemption so that you guys can get into the mood and all those stuff. And then, when we are done, we're going to finish it off with Reactive Supernatural. Yeah, so listen to these two amazing tracks. I'm telling you, they're gonna get you guys pumped up. Yeah.
Jesus was there.
The exceptional new Active Worship album, As Above So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
Resurrection is what we live for, restoring people back to miracles unfolding, magnificent.
Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
transforming all negativity.
See it, you can have it. Out of this world, thoughts from heaven. It's never been done before. No, that's the mess and we are full. If you can see it, you can have it. Out of this world, thoughts from heaven. It's never been done before. No, that's the mess and we are full. Can't see it, you can have it. Out of this world, thoughts from heaven. It's never been done before. No, that's the mess that we are for. If you can't see it, you can have it. Out of this world, thoughts from heaven. It's never been done before. No, that's the mess that we are for.
So guys, have you ever wondered what is happening around the world, all around you guys? Like really, have you ever asked yourself, what is happening around me? That is the question that I have for you guys. I mean, you got different events. Some of you don't even know what event is happening right now. Yeah, yes, like right now. Some of you don't even know what events happened a few hours ago, a few days ago, a few weeks ago, a month ago. That's you guys. Some of you don't even know that there's election coming up. Not election, but elections. That's what I meant to say. So some of you don't even know all of this stuff. And let's just take a dive into the soccer world. Yeah. I actually never knew that this actually exists in the soccer world. I really never knew. And when I got exposed to it, I was like, okay, so this does exist in the soccer world. But we actually gonna look at something which is really awesome. Yeah, you know when I say we, I'm talking about you guys and me. Yes. Now looking into the soccer world, soccer in the spotlight as a European player. Now, if you're in Europe, this is one of the things that actually was brought up. So one of the trending topics that are happening right now, you know, concerning Europe, there's a topic. If you go on the internet and you actually search for news, you know, under the soccer section, you'll find a topic under the soccer section that says soccer in the spotlight as Europe grapples with racism on and off the field. Right there, this is what actually caught my attention. I was like, what? Okay, wait, this does happen. Racism on and off the field. Yep, does happen. Yeah, and this is the shocking thing, man. It's actually happening to the growing numbers of young stars. Yep. You know, like the young stars that are actually coming up and all those stuff. That is what is actually happening to them. There's racism when they are on the field and off the field. There's actually racism happening towards them. And there's an example that we're actually going to look at. But I want you to actually get that into your mind. Like, keep that into your mind. There is a growing number of young stars that are actually speaking out. As you know, stories of players facing abuse from fans, both on the field and online, and they've actually gained attention in the recent weeks. So like recent weeks, that's where now they actually started looking into it and all those stuff. But this thing is happening, man. I never thought that this thing actually happens. Now, the one person that we're actually gonna look at is basically Raheem. Now, some of you don't even know who's Raheem. You're probably like, what? Okay, wait. Who is that person? Raheem Sterling. If you don't know which team he plays for, just go to England. Yes, go to England and you'll find Raheem Sterling. Now, he's one of the people that actually experienced racism when he was on the field. And when he went off the field, he still experienced it. So while people are not watching, he still experiences racism. Which is like really interesting. I'm like, what? Okay. Yeah, really, really interesting. And like, look at the youngster. The youngster actually came from celebrating his fifth goal at Podgorica. That's what I meant to say. City Stadium. Now, yeah, if you don't know Podgorica City Stadium, you can actually go onto Google. I'm giving you advice, né? Guidance and all the stuff. Yeah, if you don't know how it looks, go to Google, write Podgorica City Stadium. Yes, if you don't know how to spell it, it's Podgorica. City is City. Stadium is Stadium. Now, he was actually celebrating his fifth goal that he scored at the stadium. And then when he went off the field, guess what? Racism. The guy is black, by the way, if you don't know. Yes. And because of what he experienced, there was a journalist, you know, basically, who, you know, interviewed him and all those stuff. And then he wrote an article. Now, the article that he wrote, it was based on what he actually got from the player himself. And this article was written on April the 14th, yes, 2019. And they actually posted it online at 9:29 a.m. GMT plus 2. That is the time that they actually posted it. The person that posted it was Patrick Smith. And this is what he actually wrote. London at 24. Linton Harris' soccer career is over. But it's not injury that caused him to hang up his cleats. It's racism. Sure. Your soccer career is gone because of racism. So that's what actually happened. He left his soccer career because of racism and not because he was injured. Now, this is like really interesting. So there's actually young soccer players that are coming up and they are actually looking forward to becoming the next Cristiano or Messi, you know. And because of racism, they're actually giving up on their dream because of the fans. When they're on field, there's racism that they experience. When they're off field, yeah, racism on another level amplified. So that is what is actually happening, you know, basically in the soccer world, in case you don't know and all the stuff. So that is what they experiencing. And then the article actually goes on to say, while playing for the tiny amateur team, Wims World FC, yes, Wims World FC, in a local country cup final last Wednesday, which was last week, a far cry from the glitz and glamour of England's Premier League, Harris claims he was subjected to racism shouts, including, that one is deep, yo. It's like, what? Yeah, including monkey noises. So that is the level of racism he experienced. They actually did that to him. Then goes on to say, Harris was later sent off. A typical black man ruining the game. Someone was heard to shout from the crowd as he made his way from the field. What happened next was almost unheard of. A teammate was then sent off for supporting Harris. Yo, so okay, this is not just him who experienced it. There's also a teammate that also was affected by this. Goes on to say he was appealing to the referee, who had not stopped the game. And the entire team then walked off with 12 minutes still remaining. The game was abandoned. Joe! Okay, that's deep. That is like deep right there. This is what's happening, man. This is deep. But yo, this player is actually awesome, man. So, Harris has scored 46 goals this season. So, this season that they're actually in, he has scored 46 goals. Basically helping Wims World win its league. But he says he really is quitting. Yo, okay, the guy is quitting. Then he went on to say, oh yeah, definitely, 100%. I'm done with playing football altogether, he told NBC News. Guys, I got no words for that. Except it's bad. Like, it's bad. This is like racism on some other, yeah, level that you wouldn't expect. It's actually that bad. Article goes on to say, it's just getting worse and worse. This story of abuse in front of small numbers of fans may not grab many headlines, but it comes at a time when racism in British and European soccer is very much back in the spotlight. And yeah, I'm thinking, yo, soccer is meant to unite you all, you know, people and all those stuff. Yeah, and different nations and all those stuff. I mean, after the 2010 World Cup, come on, guys, we were like, what? Different nations came together just for this World Cup. And then, yeah, this is what players are experiencing, racism. It's like, it's ugly, man. It's really ugly. This is not cool. It's actually not cool. And yeah, I mean, the guy, yeah, he decided, you know what, I'm getting out of here and all this stuff. And yeah, it's really, it's a reality. I mean, goes on, the article goes on to say stories of players facing abuse from fans, both on the field and online, have gained attention in recent weeks. It's unclear whether this is due to an increase in racism abuse around the game or simply an increase in the attention paid to such incident. So they don't know if it's less because of less attention that they pay to this stuff, you know, they actually give to this, yeah, this racism stuff in soccer, that is why it's increasing, or it's because of other stuff that is causing it. But what does it seem to be changing? That is, yeah, the number of stars that are young, they're actually speaking up. Now, that is what is changing. Now, if you go on into the article, this is what it says. It goes on to say, and Harris is not the only one considered walking away from the beautiful game after being exposed to its ugly side. Danny Rose, that is another person. That is another player, man. Danny Rose, a Tottenham and England defender. Okay, Tottenham and England. They actually lost a player. Yeah, defender, man. Yeah, he was a defender, and basically he said last week that he is looking forward to retiring so he doesn't have to deal with the abuse and all the politics that surround it. Yo, okay, that's deep. The article goes on to say, at the minute, how I program myself is that I just think I've got 5 or 6 more years left in football, and I just can't wait to see the back of it. He told the media after a number of black England players were subjected to racism chants from home fans during a game in Montenegro. Now, yo, even their home fans are doing the same thing, which is like really bad. Goes on to say, seeing how things are done in the game at the minute, it's just whatever isn't it. I just want to get out of it. Raheem Sterling, 24 years of age, is fed up too. And with the added prominence that comes with each match winning performance for Premier League's giant Manchester City, he is making his voice heard. Yep. There's a guy that actually stood up. He actually stood up and said, you know what? This is not right and it's nonsense, and this is what we're going to do. Let's deal with it. That is what he actually did. And which is really awesome. At least he's like, you know, standing up and all those stuff, which is going to really help a lot of those guys that are experiencing the same thing. And yeah, shout out to him, man. That is like really awesome. It's really awesome stuff. I am actually pleased to hear such news, you know, like where, yeah, people are actually rising up, you know, to actually deal with such things. But now let's go to the next headline. Probably gonna do 2 more headlines and then we're done. So I hope you guys are ready for this. I really hope that you guys are ready for this. Now, this headline, it's basically referring to President Trump, and this is what the headline says. In the Trump era, evangelicals take center stage on Israel policies. Yes. Analysis: the president likes to talk about Jews becoming Republicans, but the heart of his Israel agenda is keyed to a mere, basically a more critical, reliably, constituency. Pardon my French there, you know, my tongue was actually doing a twist and all those stuff. I'm just kidding. But yeah, that is what is actually happening. The most visible move by Trump seem here in Jerusalem. So this is what the article is saying. Now, yeah, Jonathan Allen is the one that actually posted this article, and he actually says, Washington, in a few weeks, the Rev. John Hagee will enter the heavily guarded gates of the Israeli embassy, here to address a solidarity. I told you, pardon my French, so you're gonna have a lot of those things. Yeah, solidarity, gathering of Jews and Christians. Wow, there's actually Christians there, which is really awesome. I mean, there's Christians all over the world. It shows that the church is big, man. The church is big, the church is huge. Goes on to say, according to an invitation obtained by NBC News, Hagee, one of the most influential and controversial evangelical Christian leader in the United States, and the head of Christians United for Israel, said in February that Israel was just days or weeks away from major armed conflict with its Muslim neighbors, and that it would win the first in a series of war that end in the coming of the Messiah, which is really interesting. The place of honor he is being afforded at the Israeli embassy as the keynote speaker for the May 3 event is the latest sign of the degree to which white evangelical Christians are the growing power in their long-standing political partnership with America and Israeli Jews. Okay, so this is some people's point of view also, you know, they actually have this type of mindset. But yeah, that is what is actually happening around the world. Like, you got this happening in Jerusalem and all those stuff. So we gotta also make sure that we just, you know, watching and all those stuff. And yeah, it's like really interesting what is happening. And yeah, let's go to Syria now. This is a topic that we're actually going to close with. We're going to close with this topic. It's concerning a nurse, and if you go into the headline actually says Red Cross reveals nurse Louisa Akavi has been held in Syria since 2013. That is something else. Mm-hmm. From the moment Louisa and the others were kidnapped, so she wasn't alone, she was kidnapped with other people, every decision we made was to maximize the chances of winning their freedom. Wow. And guess what? They found them, which is like really interesting. So this is an article that was published by an unknown person, because they didn't basically write their name. But this is what it says. Wellington, New Zealand. New Zealand's foreign minister basically confirmed on Monday that a nurse has been held captive by the Islamic State group in Syria. So those are the people that actually kidnapped him for almost 6 years. Oh. Information long kept secret for fear. Yeah. Her life might be at risk. The status of nurse and midwife Louisa Akavi, now 62, is unknown. But her employer, the International Committee of the Red Cross, says it has received recent eyewitnesses report suggesting she might be alive. The New York Times on Sunday became the first media organization to name Akavi, ending a more than 5.5 years news blackout imposed by New Zealand's government and the Red Cross with the cooperation of international media. The collapse of the Islamic State group has raised hopes that Akavi and the two Syrian drivers kidnapped with her might now be discovered. Really interesting, right? I know, man. It's like really interesting. And I actually pray that they actually find him. It's a good thing that they notice that, yeah, they're actually still alive and all those stuff. Now it's about time they actually go after them and get them, which is like really interesting. And yeah, guys, this is the stuff that is happening around us, eh? It's like the stuff, it's a reality. Reality, yeah. I don't even have words for that. All I'm saying is, stuff like this, they're happening around us. And the problem is, most of us are focused on our own things. Instead of actually looking at the bigger picture and what is really happening around us, we are like stuck in our little box where nothing ever gets, you know, done or dealt with, if I can put it that way, and all the stuff. Which, yeah, come on, guys. Let's really get out of the box that we're in and actually start looking at things that really, really, really matter. I mean, people out there, they actually need you and all the stuff. So make sure you know what is happening around you and you're able to, you know, give a hand to help and all the stuff. So, guys, I mean, don't be in a position where you more of, yeah, don't have, you know, anything that, what can I say? Okay, I'm out of words. That's all that I have to say. So listen to this jingle, man. That is part of our show. That is going to get you refreshed up, you know, to freshen up. And then after this jingle, we're going to get into the topic itself, which you guys have been waiting for. So don't go anywhere. Listen to this jingle and then we're coming into the topic itself. Yeah.
You're tuned into Active FM.
So we're going to talk about Drake. I know we've done a show on Drake himself. Yeah, you know, we looked at the biography of him and yeah, it was like really interesting because you actually see all those, like, those different things and all those stuff. And you get to look at the possibilities and it's, like, really interesting. But now, yeah, now we're going to actually look at an album of his that he actually did. You know, the one of his album that he released, if I can put it that way. I was going to say recently and all those stuff, but let's not talk recently. Let's just, I'm not saying it wasn't recently released. Don't get me wrong. What I'm saying is, we're going to talk about one of his albums. And we're actually going to look at the quick review, you know, of the album and all the stuff. And then I actually want to, you know, compare the album to another side of the world. Yeah. Another side of the world. I mean, you look at Drake, he's one of the people that are actually famous out there. And people are like, yo, Drake that, yo, Drake this, yo, Drake that, you know, so and so and so. And yeah, people have opinions, they have this, they have that, you know, and it's like really interesting. So why not actually look at him and actually take a review, you know, in terms of what people are talking about. And then we actually get to give you guys our input. Yes, our input. So something that we always consider is actually putting our input so that you guys can actually see the other side of the world. And you get to judge for yourself and all the stuff. So Drake Scorpion. Yes, Drake Scorpion. So we're going to be looking at Scorpion by Drake. And yeah, like in the past, we did, like I said, we did a show on Drake and his biography and all the stuff. And if you don't know that show, feel free to actually go on www.activefm.co.za. I'm sorry for the first time saying four W's, so forgive me for that, but I meant to say three W's. So let's get into Drake Scorpion. Now, looking at Drake Scorpion, this is Drake's fifth, according to, you know, basically Google and reviews and all those stuff, they say it's Drake's fifth proper, you know, album, which is richly produced. Yes, they actually say that. And I was like shocked. I'm like, what? Okay. Yeah. So it's, you know, it, like if you look at the tags and the name tags and all those stuff, they're like, yeah, Young Money Entertainment, Cash Money, you know, Republic 2018, for those who don't know. Yeah. But now looking at this album of his. You know, Drake was actually hidden. You know, he was hidden. You know, he was a hidden child and all those stuff. He'd, you know, basically like to believe he kept this son, you know, a secret to protect him from basically the slings and the arrows of gossip blogs and internet commentators. That is basically him. You know, he loves, you know, being undercover and all those stuff, which is really cool in a way, because it's actually awesome to rather be in the background, if I can put it that way, than you being out there and all exposed and all those stuff. And not really, you know, you get the good exposure and the bad exposure. I'm talking about bad exposure, you know, and all those stuff. So it's a good thing to actually stay away from bad exposure. And if you're doing something bad, it's a good thing to be in the light. So it's also a good thing to be exposed and all those stuff. But now, if you look, looking at the review, you know, of this album of Drake, you know, this album that's referring to, you know, basically his Scorpion and all those stuff. Now, if we actually look at this, going into details, man, you'll actually see there's like some other stuff that is involved that's like mind-blowing and shocking and all those stuff. And it's like really interesting. Now, on Pusha's T's Venomous this track, yeah, if you don't know who that person is, yeah, please don't go research and all those stuff. The story of Eddie Don, he actually suggested that Drake was biding, you know, if I can put it that way, biding his time until he could make his baby the centerpiece of a marketing campaign for his new line of Adibas. Adidas, basically, clothing. I almost said it. That was funny, though. Adibas. Adibas clothing. No, it's not Adibas clothing. I'm talking about Adidas clothing. So, yeah, he actually dissed him and all those stuff, which is, if you look at it, that is the type of culture that the world has. The world has this dissing type of culture, you know, the culture of breaking each other down and all those stuff. And that is what they actually do, you know. It's like, come on, like, are you using your brain? What is happening? Are you actually okay, normal, and all those stuff? So, they love doing stuff like this. And what his motives may still be up, you know, for debate is basically the heart of its undeniable, you know, actions. And if you look at Drake, if you don't know, by the way, his name is Aubrey Graham Drake, if you don't know. That was his hidden child name, you know, hidden. Yeah, basically hidden child. That's why the other guy said, yeah, Drake was that hidden, you know, undercover guy and all those stuff. You wouldn't know his details, stuff like that. You wouldn't really know anything about his life and all those stuff, which is like really interesting. And there's no way for street level. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or, you know, for the ladies anthems to basically bandage the wounds, the revelation slices out of his charming image and all those stuff. I mean, he's got an image that people, they say, it's a charming image, they consider it as a charming image and all those stuff, which is like, okay guys, where are you guys going? Like, come on, can you guys like relax and all those stuff? But now, if you look at Drake, you know, most people, they actually say, yeah, he's like their favorite artist and all those stuff. They will buy his music because, yeah, you know, he actually deals with stuff that they basically you know, experienced and all those stuff. And one of the people that actually said something like that was this, the trending, basically trending now. If you look at it, it's actually trending now. Freddie Gibbs, you know, his favorite verse, which is Scarface's Homie and Thugs, you know, and all those stuff. It's like really interesting because it's now, it's connected to, you know, Scorpion and all those stuff. But now if you look at Scorpion, Scorpion actually invites you to pretend that yeah, you're becoming a dead. Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's what it does. Scorpion actually invites you to pretend that becoming a dead hasn't been one of, you know, yeah, Drake's foremost concern for the last decade. Now, if you don't understand, don't go into, I was going to say, go into, you know, it and actually find out. But no. Don't do that. He actually makes the disclosure for the first time on the stunning emotionless, you know, coasting on top of an instantly recognizable. I told you my tongue is going, you know, south, the French side and all the stuff. French is taking over. But what I meant to say is recognizable. Mariah Carey sample. And if you look at it, there was a time when Mariah, depending on how you wanna pronounce it or where you locate it, because some people say Maria and others they say Mariah. So Mariah Carey, there was a time when she actually said she wasn't hidden, you know. She said these were her words, her exact words. She said, "I wasn't hidden my kid. I wasn't hiding my kid from the world. I was hiding the world from my kid." That's what she actually said. Yes. If you didn't hear that, now repeat it again. She said, "I wasn't hiding my kid from the world. I was hiding the world from my kid." And it went on basically, yeah, the conversation and all those stuff. And something that is interesting is he, you know, basically refutes Pusha's claim, basically referring to Drake, you know, Pusha's claim referring to Drake that he was a hidden child and all those stuff and all those things. So Drake basically said, no, I'm not standing for that statement and all those stuff. You know, he actually said, "I'm upset." He was upset. He actually said it. And yeah, looking at this album, something that I want to actually, you know, like bring out, you know, out of that album, you know, like a lot of people experience stuff like this where, you know, they want to be two-faced or they want to be undercover, but like by everybody and stuff like that. And it's a reality for most of the people out there. I mean, that's why people, they like the album, because it's referring to them. And people, they struggle with this thing. They actually struggle with this thing where, you know, if you look at Scorpion, basically, it's splitting into two distinctive sides, you know. Yeah. If you didn't know, by the way, so now you know, splitting into two distinctive sides. And if you do know, at least you're getting exposed to the information again. If you didn't know, at least you're getting exposed to the information for the first time. But now if you look at the two distinctive sides, the one is rap and the other is R&B. Yeah, I know. That is the type of feel that it has. Now, if you go to the one side, you know, it's they more like it's soulful, you know, type of music and all the stuff. And then the other one, they like, yeah, it's more real and all the stuff. You know, it touches the type of life that you're living. And yeah, it's like really interesting. But now, something that you also have to understand is music, you know, when it's made out of the one person's, experience in a way, you know, what they're actually experiencing and all the stuff. So you'll be listening to this whole album, but that is actually what is happening in the artist's life. That is the artist saying, "Hey, this is what's happening in my life and all those stuff." But yo, time is flying. That's something that I have to say, and we don't really have forever and all those stuff to cover up a whole lot of topics. I mean, like, I got a lot of things in my head that I would love to share and all those things. But because of time, you know, you like have to take all of these things and then like put them into one box, yeah, a few minutes, and then just release them and all those stuff, yeah. And yeah, it's like really interesting. So we're still speaking about Scorpion, but now we don't want to just overload you with information and then information on everything, and then you like, whoa, what is happening? Like, come on, guys, like, can we slow down a little bit? I actually want to refresh my mind, you know, with music, and I believe it's going to help you too, you know. And this song is really interesting. It's really awesome. And yeah, I'm not really going to tell you what the song is because it's an awesome, amazing song, but you're going to know. Yes, you're going to know exactly what song it is when you start listening to it and it finishes. So yeah, I want to listen to a jam. I hope you want to listen to a jam as well. I'm going to put up the music and make sure that you're listening to this jam. And yeah, the song is really amazing, yo. It's really, really amazing. Yeah.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade on 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
So you feeling me? Take this walk with me, people. Straight Measure Music is now.
Catch me rolling through the city with my top down. Made it this far, look at God now. Looking at my life and how it played out. Looking at my life and how it played out. Catch me rolling through the city with my top down. Made it this far, look at God now. Looking at my life and how it played out. Looking at my life and how it played out.
I'm just in time, just in time. I'm just in time, yeah.
I'm on a roll, speeding through the tolls. Can't put me on hold. All the time I wasted, can't be complacent. Rolling out my windows to temptation. Gotta faith it until I make it. Hand of God over my life, it's so amazing, yeah, yeah. I'm not gonna stop until I make it. Finally make it home to meet him. Through the city with my top down. Made it this far, look at God now. Looking at my life and how it played out. Looking at my life and how it played out. Catch me rolling through the city with my top down. Made it this far, look at God now. Looking at my life and how it played out. Looking at my life and how it played out.
Look at my life, look at my. It's looking so nice. I'm just in time, just in time. I'm just in time, yeah.
It's funny how when God's involved, how people would change up. Looking back, seeing everybody I know who gave up. Don't even know that the lack of faith is keeping you chained up. The only thing that's gonna set you free is feeling His great love. Hole in your heart, something's missing. Yeah, oh. I gave my life to God and that's the difference. I gave my life to God and now I'm different. Catch me rolling through the city with my top down. Made it this far, look at God now. Looking at my life and how it played out. Looking at my life and how it played out. Catch me rolling through the city with my top down. Made it this far, look at God now. Looking at my life and how it played out. Looking at my life and how it played out.
Yeah, so yeah, it's like really interesting, guys. Like really, really interesting. I know, like, guys have no words. In fact, me, I'm out of words. Like, I don't know what to say. Like, these things, yeah. Guys, music. Music is really interesting. And, yeah, you know, I was, like, in my head thinking, okay, why would you wanna make a, you know, an album called Scorpion? Like, why, what is really the main, you know, what can I say? What is the perfect word that I can use? Influence them. Okay, we'll stick to influence. Yeah, what really, nah, motivation. What is the real motivation to you, you know, naming an album Scorpion and all the stuff? So that is what was actually happening in my head, and I was asking myself, okay, what is going on and all the stuff. So if you actually go into the review of, you know, the album itself and all those things, you actually find out, excuse me for that. But in case you don't know what it is, you'll find out the next show when I decide to let you know. But yeah, going back into it, if you actually go on and do some, you know, a couple of research on the album and all the stuff, Drake actually went on to say the album basically came out of his personality. So when he was doing the album and all the stuff, he was basing it on his personalities, which is actually what I was saying in the beginning, that, yeah, you know, okay, I'm out of words. I don't really know what to say to you guys, but that is what he actually said. I'm sure that actually answers most of the questions. He actually wrote the album and all the songs and everything based on his personality. So basically that was him taking him as he is, putting him into a song. Yes, that is him taking Drake and putting Drake into a song and all the stuff, not just a song, a series of songs, so a whole album, put Drake in there and all those stuff. So when you're listening to that album, you're actually listening to Drake and all those stuff. Now, I would love to actually say, instead of you listening to Drake and all those stuff, yeah, I know you people are like, Drake this, that, or wada, because he's famous and all those things. Instead of you listening to Drake and all those people, guys, I mean, okay, the guy, I believe he can still give his life to Christ and all those stuff, and he's going to actually impact a lot of people. I know, yeah, it's all about being Muslim and all those stuff. That's what the guy is, you know, all about. And yeah, that is his main focus, because yeah, he is, you know, a Muslim and what is part of this Islam stuff. But I believe he can become a Christian, you know, and actually change a lot of people's lives. But instead of actually, you know, listening to songs like his that get you into a position where your personality gets distorted and all that stuff, I believe instead of you listening to him, you should be listening to people like your Derek Minor. I mean, if you don't know, go search Derek Minor. You'll find some interesting, awesome, amazing album. Like, yeah, he has a lot of interesting albums. And if you don't know who Derek Minor is, that is a reason for you to go and research and get the albums. I mean, you got people like Bizzle. I mean, Bizzle has a... Okay, I'll say... In fact, go check out the music video, Bizzle Waiting On You. And after you listen to that, you know, song and see the music video, let me know what happened to you. And let me know what you still think about listening to, you know, your Drake and all those people like Chris Brown and them. Or if you like, okay, Bizzle, nah, didn't feel Bizzle, go check out Tedashi. Go check, same thing with Derek Minor, go check him out. Yeah, and actually look at a couple of his videos. If you're still not, yeah, you know, basically convinced, go check out KB, or go check out D1, Ready For You. You're gonna see some interesting stuff, man. Like, music that will change your life on the spot, if you let it do. Yeah, so guys, I'm actually comparing Drake to the rest of the Christian artists, people. I believe that the Christian side, we got better music than the secular artists and all those stuff. I believe that the secular artists, they have nothing on us. Yeah, they really have nothing on us. So guys, if you don't know where to catch us, go on to Instagram and then search for @activefm777. Okay, so what I'm saying is, you can catch us on Instagram @activefm777. You can go on Facebook /activefm777. You'll find us there. Twitter @activefm777. You'll get us there. Our website is www.activefm.co.za. Did you hear that? www.activefm.co.za. Yeah, you can also get the iTunes podcasts of the shows. You can get the Google podcasts of the shows. And even as far as YouTube. I mean, like, I know the movie show has a YouTube channel and all those stuff. If you go on YouTube, man, you can go like Active TV, you'll find the church stuff there, and you'll find also stuff like Days of Our Flesh. I almost said Days of Our Flesh, but yeah, you'll find Days of Our Flesh. You'll find the albums, yes, Active Worship, you'll find them there. Like, there's all of these different things that you can get, man, which are really awesome. So guys, make sure you tune into What's the Topic next week, same time, same place. Or if you decide to download the show on a Tuesday, it's still cool. It actually helps all of us, you know, as the Active FM family, to get out there. And guys, I got the best show for you guys to actually listen to. You know, I don't want to say that What's the Topic is the best. No, all the shows on Active FM, they are the best. But my suggestion for this week, going on to your, yeah, you know, your other weeks and forward into your life, after listening to What's the Topic, you know, or before listening to What's the Topic, make sure you get food for thought, man. Food for thought, yeah. It's gonna really change your life. If you didn't see it, go search for it. Go look for the channel and you'll see, yeah, there's actually food for thought, where you actually get life-changing, amazing messages. I mean, yeah, you get motivated, eh, on some other level. You get challenged. All of these amazing life-changing messages that you'll hear. So make sure you go on Food for Thought and actually get the stuff, which is the awesome stuff. So guys, I'll see you next week, same time, same place, same day that you decide to download the show, which is today. Yes, today for you guys who got it today. So same time, same place, next week. Yeah, so plus 7 days, you know which day you're getting it. Or if you decide to plus 6 or 5 or 4 days, you're still cool. Yeah, so I'll see you guys. Hope you guys stay blessed. And yeah, till next time. See ya. You're not ever comfortable. You always got something. You won't know that's up to me. First you went and turned to them. Then you went and turned to things. It's like you're losing everything. You don't feel. First you went and turned to them. Then you went and turned to things. It's like you're losing everything. You know feet run, just come round my way. Come round my way. Just stay. You know feet run, just come round my way. Come round my way. Just stay.
Divinity promo. Faith, love, music.
Tell me what's going on. Why is love by the wayside? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. You want DNA. Different strands of the same thing. You and